Hello, welcome to the Friday, October 2nd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Symperium found two vulnerabilities in Android 5.0 that do affect libutils and libstagefright. Libstagefright, of course, gave rise to the famous stagefright vulnerability, which is why Symperium is calling this stagefright 2.0. Via these two vulnerabilities, it is possible to execute arbitrary code on the device via crafted MP3 audio or MP4 video files. So a user would have to play the file in order to expose themselves to the exploit. Google has been informed of the vulnerability in mid-August, and according to Symperium, is working on a fix which may be released as soon as next week when Google publishes its monthly update. And VMware today released a patch to fix a critical vulnerability in VMware's vCenter and ESXi product. This bug does allow unauthenticated remote execution on a system that is exposed to remote access. An attacker would connect to the system typically on port 9875 and then essentially would be able to load arbitrary Java code. What makes things kind of worse is that on earlier systems of vCenter, that's 5.5 and before, it runs with system level access, giving the attacker full system access. On later versions, 6.0, it does run as a limited user, restricting the access of vCenter to the system somewhat. But still, you probably do want to patch this one quickly. Of course, vCenter should not be exposed to untrusted networks, but even if the exposure is only internal, this one is easy to exploit. There are already Metasploit modules out there that can be used in order to launch the exploit, so definitely patch this one quickly. And Uber users, in particular in China, are reporting about more and more compromised accounts. Now, at this point, there's no evidence that this is at all a problem with the Uber systems itself. If for nothing else, that these users use either weak passwords or reuse passwords. So if one of their passwords is getting compromised on another site, it then can be used to log into their Uber accounts. These accounts are then used in order to obtain free rides with Uber. The accounts are also resold, even though it appears there is no real sort of active market for it. They're going for relatively small amounts of money. One article, for example, mentioned 40 cents per account. While it appears that a lot of the accounts are being used in China, not all of the accounts are actually Chinese accounts. Also, Uber accounts in other countries, if hacked, are then frequently used for rides in China. And then we got new proof of concept exploits exploiting weaknesses in Apple's Gatekeeper. Gatekeeper is the software that is supposed to prevent users from installing unauthorized software. Essentially, the way it works is if you download software onto a Mac, it will check whether or not the software is validly signed. And then depending on how you configured Gatekeeper, it will or will not allow the software to be installed. You can even further restrict it by only allowing downloads from Apple's App Store. The problem with Gatekeeper is and always has been that it only verifies the application as it is being downloaded and then later allows for arbitrary modifications or additional downloads via the application itself. So what could happen is that a user does download an application from Apple's App Store that may have passed all the checks that are usually being executed against these applications, but then once the application runs, it will be able to modify itself and with that download additional malicious code. This is, of course, a very difficult problem to address in so far as the developer here who signed the application is complicit. And in many ways, when downloading an application, you do trust somewhat the developer that the developer only includes the advertised functionality. With iOS's model, this is a little bit less likely because iOS has a somewhat more restrictive system of APIs that are or are not allowed. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.